You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. Good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And very happy this morning to welcome to Wausau somebody that I'm sure you've heard on our airwaves over the last, 7 weeks or so, the news director of Civic Media, our statewide news director, Sholly Pittman. And Sholly, thank you for coming in and welcome to Wausau.
Thank you so much for the very warm welcome, Chad. Well, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I wanted, while you were here in town, to talk a little bit about your news philosophy, your news policies, and basically for the listeners to know what the ideas are in terms of how we try to bring news and information to the folks here in Central Wisconsin. I guess to begin with, you are new to Civic Media.
I am.
Maybe give a little bit of your background.
Sure. So I've been working in radio and media as a journalist since I was 18.
You only look 19 now. So that must not be very long.
No. 12 or 13 years. Worked at my college radio station. I interned in public radio, but most recently I come from community radio in Madison, Wisconsin. So community radio is not public radio. It's not commercial radio. It's this other kind of radio that is largely dependent on volunteers. And, WORT in Madison has a 50-year history, and it's a huge community resource. So I understand how important local stations are to communities. We have an open door policy. Anyone can come in and be a programmer or be a volunteer. I was going to say that.
I noticed that. You're still with the we there.
I know. I'm still, technically I'm still a volunteer, so it counts. But anyone is welcome in, and I would like to bring that spirit with me here to all the stations that we have, right? We are your resource. You're part of the community. Civic Media is here.
Let me jump in and ask you that, because obviously in the way you talk about WORT and community radio, that you still have a great passion for it. That it obviously was something that just hearing your voice talk about it is something that you love to do. What made Civic Media a good choice for you to join us?
It's rare to find a media outlet with the values and commitments and mission statement that Civic Media does. That to me is very compelling, especially when it's matched with resources, which we have. There are not a lot of statewide media radio outlets, right? Statewide radio networks. I'm incredibly grateful to have the opportunity to help develop our statewide reporting operation. This is super cool, Chad. When other folks disinvest in their newsrooms, we are investing in ours. And so that's why I'm up here, right? Hiring for our Wausau Central Wisconsin reporter.
Let me ask you about that, because for the listeners out there, obviously one aspect that they would love to hear, whether it's with us, whether it's with other media sources as well, is news and information about their local community. As you've come up here, as you are talking to folks about joining us here in our beautiful downtown Wausau location, what are the your foundational pieces, what you think should be brought from WXCO 98.9 in terms of our news coverage?
Well, there is so much to cover here. Let's start there, right? And it's always a question of prioritization. What are you going to cover each day? You can't be the Associated Press for Wausau and cover everything happening here. But we've been asking candidates to break down how they would spend their day and the beats that they would cover. Obviously, local government and politics is of interest to me and would like to make sure that that is covered. But there are incredible communities within Wausau that should have their stories told. There are are, features and slices of life. They're environmental stories. It's an incredibly rich field to build news reporting out of. I should ask you the same question, though, Chad. What would you want to see out of our new reporter?
Well, I think that number one, talking about the different communities, and that's one of the interesting things. We talk about Wausau often, and obviously a lot happens right here. We are downtown in Wausau, but I do think that as well, having the coverage of Rothschild and mm-hmm. Schofield and Weston and Cronenwetter, Mosinee, going even north towards Merrill, everywhere they can hear our signal in central Wisconsin, there are stories that are out there, whether it's governmental stories but also stories that involve people. And I think that when we talk to our prospective partners, the idea that they are willing to tell the stories of individuals here in central Wisconsin, I think, is something that I would hope to be part of as well.
That's still a wide geographic area to cover. So we will also be dependent on tips, right? Yeah. Your background knowledge. I hear you're Mr. Wausau, but also Mr. Surrounding Central Wisconsin, right? But we are dependent on you listening for tips on what's happening. We are going to want to hear it, do want to hear it now, but especially for our reporter, if you have a tip. Is there an email address, Chad, that folks can email right now?
If you go to our website, there is that's a good question. I'm gonna later in the show, when we're done here, I'm going to go and get that specific information, but there's I know a general email, and there's you can send it straight to me as well. I love getting email most of the time, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. But you're right. I should have that on the tip of my tongue right now for people, or at the very least, maybe a new tip line or something along those lines.
Yeah, I was just saying, that should be one of my goals, one of my little things I can check off my checklist. There's a lot to do, Chad.
And we will continue and talk more about media, journalism, and what to expect in terms of news coverage, both here on 98.9 WXCO and on Civic Media, with our new network news director, Sholly Pittman, coming up in just a little bit at 7:52. Coming up next, it is the Midwest Farm Report, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. The time is 7:52. I am Chad Holmes here on this Friday morning. We are talking to our new news director at Civic Media, Sholly Pittman, talking a bit about journalism and about how she looks at journalism in terms of the stories you're going to hear about here on WXCO and on Civic Media.
Robust civic journalism takes time. And already I've had folks reach out at this company who have like pitches for stories, and I think that's great. I do want to emphasize that stories take time. If you want to do a good job with them, to have really get into the details, it takes time to read the budget, to pluck out the interesting part that maybe other outlets haven't gotten to yet. And look, we exist in a media ecosystem. There are outlets like the AP and the Journal Sentinel that frankly have more reporting power to do the kind of daily drumbeat of political stories and so on. But I think there is a role for civic media, and indeed our reporters are showing that, of we are reporting on our local communities. And frequently what you find is that an issue in our community here in Wausau is probably maybe an issue in Madison, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe an issue somewhere else where we also have another reporter. And I'd like to see a little more, and it does happen, a little more working together on those stories that are kind of the same issue facing multiple different communities.
I think one aspect, and again, this is just, maybe outside the journalistic bubble that you're in.
It's a bubble.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way, that sometimes some of these most important stories, as you say, take time. Mm-hmm. And there's such an immediacy. And I think you talk about the state budget. We heard that there's a deal. And then you get, again, maybe three bullet points. And then people start saying, well, it's a good deal. It's a bad deal. We don't know immediately. That's why it's important to delve into it, you said, to look at different aspects of it. Because so often the immediate response to something of anything. It could be the Packers NFL draft. I mean, everybody's saying, oh, the day after, it's an A grade or an F grade. Well, you don't know until, you know, in the future how they perform. In the same sense, boy, the initial grades of something like a state budget, it's a little silly in a sense, isn't it?
Well, this state budget was particularly interesting to me because I think there was more compromise than we are used to seeing. And by the way, studies have shown that that's what the folks who live in Wisconsin want. They want compromise. They want both parties working together. But how many floor sessions did I have to sit through where both sides of the aisle talked about this budget bill being a compromise bill, and they're going to focus on the parts that they like, and they're not going to focus on the parts that they don't like. Nonetheless, members of both parties voted against it, right? And weren't thrilled about it. So it's interesting to see that emerge. You have to wonder about the political changing geography of the maps, right? And how much of an impact that has as we head into 2026. Before I came to Civic Media the last fall, we did a reporting project that was part of Democracy Day, I want to say, but with the newspaper in Madison called Isthmus that analyzed how changing maps might impact the political races for, we picked one assembly district in kind of west of Madison, let's say. And we found that maybe it didn't change as much as we thought. It didn't change the campaign on the ground as much as we thought. It was between Todd Novak and Elizabeth Grabe. And we found that it didn't change as much. You know, the incumbent Republican Todd Novak won, and he, you know, had to campaign. But you know,
that brings up a thought. And again, as you get into your job, I think you are talking to me and talking to our candidates, giving some priorities in terms of what you want the news coverage to look like throughout Civic Media. Just based on something like that, that sometimes, again, false narratives. I imagine that for journalism and the stories that we tell, try to get away from false narratives. That even in a situation like, hey, these maps are going to make major change. The sense is, hey, that's what we need in order to get closer to the kind of democracy that we want. Sometimes it's important to step back and actually take a long, hard look at even narratives that you may be in favor of, or as opposed to not believing. Would that be fair to say, in a sense?
Yeah, yes. And, you know, I'm not to say that the maps don't have an impact, right? I think that's probably why we saw some more negotiation in this year's budget. But it's not a panacea, right, for Democrats. And
But along our journalism here that people are going to hear, I think, over the next days, months, and hopefully years with you leading the Civic Media News Division, the idea of finding as close as possible a real truth. I think as we watch different media these days, when we hear about maybe lack of faith in some sources of news, a lot of it is because people going away from basic journalism tenets, correct?
Correct. I also think because media is crumbling in a lot of different senses, and one is that many outlets, I'm not saying Civic Media, many outlets have stopped funding what it takes to do journalism, which is essentially showing up, someone to show up and to say what happened and nothing more. Mm-hmm. And that's the essence of what I want our reporters to do. Show up, whether it means showing up at the community festival, show up at the city council meeting, show up at to you know, wherever to interview folks and hear from them. Show up in your community and then say what happened. Sometimes saying what happened isn't just relying on what folks tell you, but open records requests and, you know, going in with a healthy skepticism, and then nothing more. Right? Let our listeners come to their own conclusions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the truth is messy and doesn't fall into any kind of neat package, but you say what you can.
Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman. There's actually a lot more to our conversation, and I will give you information on how to listen to the entirety of our interview coming up in our next segment at 8:22. Coming up, top of the hour, and then another hour to go here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 59 degrees. So again, really terrific way to start off your Friday and get towards the weekend. Let you know, because in our first hour is really terrific to hear from our new news director at Civic Media, Sholly Pittman. She is was here in Wausau yesterday and also on Wednesday, as we have been doing some interviews to add to our news staff and somebody to focus on covering news here in the Wausau area. And great to hear some of her thoughts. And there was a lot more to our conversation. And in order to hear the entirety, unedited, of our conversation, each day we have our morning report, and you have a chance to listen to the entirety of our local segments, our four segments during the 7 and 8 o'clock hour in convenient podcast form. All you have to do is go to WXCO.fm, and then you'll see on the homepage, Newscast. We have our WXCO News Roundup, which is done by Melissa Kay this week, and you can get in about 9 minutes the entirety of the news headlines for our area. And also, as part of that Newscast category, it'll have the Wausau Morning Report with Chad Holmes, and you can see it, and it'll say Wausau Morning Report with Chad Holmes, and yesterday's is on there right now for Thursday, July the 17th. Coming up when we are done with our program, then we'll have our Morning Report for today, Friday, July the 18th, posted there as well. And all you have to do is click on it. You'll be able to listen to the 30 minutes of our local segments during the morning. And also, as part of that, by clicking it, you'll see a rundown of what we talk about. And also today, there will be a link in that rundown that will be an unedited version of the conversation with Civic Media's new news director, Sholly Pittman. So again, coming up a little bit after 9 o'clock, just go to WXCO.fm, click on Wausau Morning Report with Chad Holmes right there on the homepage, and then you'll be able to hear either by just clicking and tuning into the 30 minutes of our local information, and then as part of it below the rundown, you'll have a link to hear unedited our conversation with Sholly Pittman. Across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Any plans for the weekend?
Oh, let's see. Well, actually, for a Saturday, I'm going to be doing something fun. A group of friends and myself are going up to Anago to tackle our next escape room. After that, we might do a little bit of bowling afterwards as well. Let's just have a little fun get together, solve some puzzles, play some bowling. Hopefully, I get my score over 100. That's always what I try to do. I'm not the best bowler, but
It's about the fun.
That's a pretty good game
it's
for
just,
me.
It's not about the score. It's just about the fun.
That's true. It's just about the fun.
And I want to mention again as well that tomorrow, I will be, tomorrow morning, I'll be part of a terrific event with Extra Innings, the local cancer charity here in the Wausau area. Extra Innings has a special event going on tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at JoJo's Jungle in Wausau. Really terrific venue. It's called Ice Cream for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser. There'll be ice cream. There'll be great food. There'll be face painting. There'll be great music. Really fun for kids and adults. So basically everybody. And also a chance to give to a great cause. And we've talked to Ted Hartke about this previously, that this group does such a wonderful thing for folks that are in the midst of the battle against cancer. And of course, there are many wonderful organizations that are fundraising to try to find a cure for the many cancers out there. But Extra Innings is focused on the folks that are in the midst of it right now, allowing either kids or parents or grandparents who are in the middle of that fight to be able to do special things, to be supportive in either sending a child to a special camp or to do something else for a family that is in the midst of this battle. Just really focusing on those are fighting cancer in the here and now. And it's such a wonderful idea. And all the money goes to the help of these folks. There is no salaries involved, as Ted has spoken about, and it all stays right here in central Wisconsin.
Yes, it does.
So I will be broadcasting live from this event from 10 a.m. until noon, and the event will continue from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So come on down, say hello to me, partake in all the terrific activities, and join us tomorrow. That's Extra Innings, Ice Cream for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. At JoJo's Jungle. Again, that's at 4200 Statine Drive in Wausau. And we're very, very happy and proud to be part of this activity at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 WXCO.
That's right.
All right. So coming up in our final local segment, we will have our number for the day quiz. As
yes.
Ian is red hot. He's got 3 out of 4, so a chance for an A grade if he gets it right today.
Oh, that'd be good.
I don't know what the number is yet, so I can't give you any preview. So you're just going to have to go by the seat of your pants at the end of the show.
I'm ready with the anticipation, though.
There you go. So we'll have that. I want to talk a little bit about a protest that occurred at Tom Tiffany's office yesterday as well. And the cancellation of Stephen Colbert's show. We're going to talk about that at 8:52 as well. But coming up next, back to Pat Kreitlow. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52. It is a glorious morning here in north central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine, lots of blue skies, beautifully moderate temperature of 61 degrees, expected to be 72 today. And that is a perfect temperature. In fact,
just right.
When you go to a domed stadium, like the Astrodome or any dome stadium that they play sports in, the temperature they put it at is 72 degrees because that is an ideal temperature.
And yes, it is.
What we're going to get outdoors here today. And yesterday was also a beautiful afternoon. And at the lunchtime hour, myself and our new news director, Sholly Pittman, went over to Stewart Avenue and the protest that was going on in front of Congressman Tom Tiffany's office. Had a chance to talk to a Nancy Stenzel and a couple of other folks who were there. And events like this, again, are so important in terms of having the people speak out. Because if the general public does not speak out as part of their democracy, it is going to continue to wilt. And Shotley and myself actually went inside. We went to the congressman's office just to stop by and see if they wanted to make a comment about the event that was going on out there.
Okay.
The congressman himself was not there, but there was a very nice lady there. And I wanted to say how pleasant she was. It was very nice to speak to her. Mm-hmm. She allowed me to leave my card for the congressman. I said, hey, if the congressman would love to come over here, talk to us, we'd be more than happy to sit down across the table and talk about some of the issues going on that affect the people of the 7th Congressional District. So hopefully, maybe they'll take us up on the offer and that we'll have a chance to talk to Congressman Tom Tiffany.
Yeah.
And obviously, some people say, why would you bring Congressman Tom Tiffany on? Well, he is the congressman. He is the person right now in Washington making votes, taking away funding for public broadcasting. He's the one that had a vote in a very tight vote for the Big Beautiful Bill. So yeah. There are definite reasons to talk about this, to basically have him explain why he felt like these are votes that are good for the people of the 7th Congressional District.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, again, thrilled to see so many folks out there letting their voice be heard and continuing to stand up, I think, for our democracy. So,
especially on a beautiful day.
It's certainly better than standing in the rain. But we've done that in the past, too. Mm-hmm. During the No Kings rally, a lot of folks were out there standing in the rain, including myself. Also yesterday, Paramount and CBS canceled The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, which is incredible. Earlier this month, Paramount settled, and I put that in quotation marks, a lawsuit with Donald Trump.
I don't like that word.
And then, now they cancel Stephen Colbert's show. It will continue until May of next year. That's when Colbert's contract ends. But they've already said that will be it. The show is going off the air next May. Citing not pressure from Donald Trump, not citing the need for a merger that Paramount is trying to make with a group called Skydance, because the FCC has been putting the kibosh on this merger that Paramount feels like it needs to make. But the whole thought about this is that they're doing this strictly because this will help it become more easy to have their merger approved. Stephen Colbert's show is the highest rated show in late night television. According to LateNighter.com, the last quarter that just ended on June the 30th, The Late Show topped the 11:35 p.m. Eastern hour in total viewers. The Late Show is also the only program to show an increase over the first quarter, with the show up 1%. It's actually has an audience that's growing. It's still number one and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that many MAGA supporters out there are saying, oh, yeah, great, because Colbert is so mean to Donald Trump. But they should also be concerned. Everybody should be concerned having a successful show canceled for a made-up reason to cover up corporate cowardice from mob boss behavior in government. Because that's what this is about. This is corporate cowardice canceling a very successful show because the mob boss mentality that the Trump administration has in using their government powers against other groups is forcing moves like this. So
it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And for CBS to say this was a financial decision, I mean, give
me a break. I
really
hope that people fight this. I hope that they rally behind Colbert. I hope they can, you know, try to fight this. And even try to keep the show on the air.
I'm sure Stephen Colbert will find another landing spot. But the whole idea of a corporate entity like Paramount and CBS
just for
cowing,
financial reasons?
Exactly. Cowardice against Donald Trump. So, and then, of course, lots of other stuff going on as well, which you'll hear about with Jane Mantenair and Todd Alba.
It's going to be talked about.
Everything else here on Civic Media the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But let's loosen it up to wrap up our week. Because our number for the day quiz, and Ian Welsh has been red hot this week.
Yes, I am.
You're 3 for 4. You've clinched a winning week. You've clinched a passing grade. Now you're looking for an A grade.
Yes.
And I mentioned that tomorrow I am going to be part of the Extra Innings Cancer fundraiser.
Yeah.
And again, hopefully you'll be able to come out and join me. I'll be broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m. But our number for the day is, in 2024, how many folks in the United States of America were diagnosed with cancer?
In 2024.
This is, again, showing why groups like Extra Innings are very important.
Okay.
Your choices are 1 million, approximately 1 million. Okay. I have to give you the exact number. Yeah. Approximately 1.5 million, approximately 2 million.
You know, I'm going to say 1.5 million. It's my final answer. I'm going with 1.5 million, approximately.
According to the American Cancer Society, an estimated 2,1140 new cancer cases were diagnosed in the United States.
I still got
last year.
Winning week. I'm okay with that.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
And we'll be back Monday here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.